Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. On Friday, December 15th, KEXP is going to play the best of 2023 countdown. That's the best albums of the year as voted on by listeners. Sound and Vision's Ronnie Nick Poor had a few favorite albums of 2023, and one of those is from Grails, a post-rock group based out of Portland. The album is called Osh on Ma'at.
When it comes to instrumental rock, 2023 was a good year. We had releases from Hammock, the album Leaf, Explosions in the Sky, and of course the Icelandic legends, Sigur Rós. Any one of these could easily take Album of the Year for me, but we've already talked about all these albums on Sound and Vision this year, so I strongly encourage you to go back and check out those stories. For your consideration today, consider this sludgy instrumental group from right here in the Pacific Northwest, Grails. I first discovered this band because they're on the same label as Explosions in the Sky. Since 1999, Grails has been making an apocalyptic noise out of Portland. It's hard to pin the flavor of this group, though. Grails writes music fueled by what you could call an anarchist mindset, similar to Godspeed You Black Emperor, and then they fuse it with the psychedelic execution of Pink Floyd. Their earlier sounds were intoxicating to me for sure, but it was that 2017 album Chalice Hymnal that really turned me on to their skill as musicians. They do an excellent job of creating a driving force, but you can still somehow classify it as subtle. Six years since that album, Grails is back with Osh on Ma'at. The title is in French, and it alludes to the Egyptian god of cosmic order. And I think it's a safe bet to invoke Ma'at in 2023, because frankly, there has not been a lot of cosmic order in the world lately, and it's a good reason for Grails to open Osh on Ma'at with a song called Sad and Illegal. Throughout the record, Grails balances timeless orchestral strings with guitars and synths to put you in a unique headspace, almost like you're part of some avant-garde Western film, and just now the outlaw is challenging you to a duel, and the air is tense, and the moment of action is now. And just as your mind starts to wander off, bam! Sisters of Bilitis commands your attention with the weeping of strings and the gnashing of synths. Because if hell is real, and for some reason Satan decides to incorporate elevator music, it's this. To be honest, all the action in this album really takes place in those first few tracks. The remaining tracks offer space for level-headed reflection. Evening Song opens with a piano line that eventually gives way to a little bit more tension. And from here, the album eventually dies out with a whimper on the title track, Osh on Ma'at. Thank you. This album has a modest runtime, about 40 minutes. According to their Bandcamp, Grail says this is the first time they were physically writing in the same room together since their 2008 album, Doomsdayer's Holiday. With this new album, Grail's only goal was really just to follow their whim. They long ago abandoned any notion of becoming accessible to a generalized audience. In an interview with the site Pop Matters, the band says that they had nothing to prove this time around. And I think that says a lot about where I've been in my life this year, too. I'm finally realizing that in all facets of life, career, relationships, hobbies, that I really, truly am comfortable with who I am. I don't ever intend to, like, offend people with who I am naturally, but I have absolutely stopped apologizing for those rhythms and patterns that define the way I talk to people and spend my time and just exist in the world. At the end of the day, what Grails does best is that they make dark music for dark times. Not music that puts you into this, like, utter depression or anything. But at the same time, I definitely can't keep this one on repeat too much without experiencing a tinge of ennui. Listening to Anche et Ma is more like watching a sunset on another hard fucking day. Knowing that there is more to come, you have to till the field again tomorrow. But destiny is in your own hands. In other words, yes, you can play this album to mourn the hellish times, but through these layers of instruments, Grails is also providing a soundtrack for the promise of a new day. For KEXP, I'm Roddy Nickford.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.